miss that trip, we'll get there.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully, when this insanity is over, man, you know, I miss seeing Pac. Pac's stuck in there. He ain't been here.
Yeah, and I'm glad they still keep his face alive in the open. You know, that when they have, we have a recorded open of the show.
Yeah.
He says he's still in there. Because, man, he's a hell of a performer and a great kid.
Yeah, he's good. Good. I like him.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
And he hasn't been let go. He has been furloughed.
Right.
You know, Tony Khan's very talent friendly.
He sure is. Well, Tony's loyal to the people that work hard for him. I mean, he is. And he's even loyal to people that don't work hard for him.
That's the rub.
Yeah.
He's too nice sometimes.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think talents sense that.
Yes, they do.
And they perceive that to be a weakness.
Yeah.
He's not going to say no because he's our kind of guy.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm telling you, he's had so much success with his soccer team or football team, whatever you want to call it, and his analytics company, and doing the work with the Jags that he does, that he didn't get there just by being a pushover. I mean, he's...
Right. Well, Tony's got as good a pro wrestling recall as anybody that I've ever been around.
I think he's got the best. He'll just rattle off stuff that he remembers that I did. I don't fucking remember.
He remembers things I said before he was born. What? How old were you then? Well, I wasn't born yet. I see tapes.
What was the story? Was his 18th birthday or whatever, and his dad asking, what do you want to do? And he wanted to go to an ECW event.
Yeah.
And that was his birthday present.
Some birthday. I don't know what year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that shows that Mr. Khan's love for his son.
Yeah.
They went to the luxurious ECW arena.
Yes.
In South Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I have to be honest with you. I have all the respect in the world for all those guys that went to ECW.
Yeah.
They weren't the, you know, wrestling territories like Mid-South, Mid-Atlantic. They're a blood and gut territory.
Oh, yeah.
So the ECW weren't the first extreme, over extreme.
Yeah.
You know, I had 18 staples in my head one night for a high stock. That's smart. That's good. What'd you make, $40?
Yeah, that's what I, you know, I did a little work in MLW for a while, and let's see, we had Penta and Phoenix, MJF was there, Darby Allin was there, and Darby did the craziest shit, and I would talk to him, and I said, Darby, you're going to hurt yourself one day.
I tried that too.
Yeah, and back then, I'm sure they didn't give him more than $100, maybe $150.
Yeah.
And we worked in this place called the Gilt Nightclub, and he would jump off the fucking balcony onto the ring. I mean, that's how crazy shit he would do. And then one day he came to me and said, hey, I need to talk to you. I said, what? He said, I'm not working tonight. I've got a concussion. And I went, I guess I was a smart ass. I went, oh, really?
He's got the old Darby's finding his way, man.
Yeah, he is, man.
You know, there are so many talents there. And I'll be indicted for this. I don't care.
Okay, we don't want to indict you.
But there were so many guys that came to work for Tony.
Uh-huh.
That I didn't even know who they were.
Right.
I had not heard of them.
Sure.
And I was... At one time, I was really up on all the independent scene because I was hired talent.
Right.
But, you know, I didn't have any... I didn't think the Dark Order was going to get over. And they are.
Yeah.
Grayson and Evil Uno.
Yeah. The kid can perform, man. But yeah. They got a match.
Somebody finally realized who Dick Grayson was. Robin.
Of course. I know who he is.
Right.
Of course. Yeah.
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 So that's why I say on TV sometimes.
Yeah,
don't call me Dick Grayson.
All the comic book nerds know that.
Yeah.
Me being one.
He's really underrated. And then Evil Uno's good too.
Yes, he is.
And then I said, Somebody's got to explain to me this Orange Cassidy phenomenon.
I know.
That ain't ever going to work.
Yeah.
God damn it. There's a poppy. There's a poppy.
Jericho's made it work, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, he wasn't one of my, he wasn't one of the guys in the best I was worried about.
Yeah.
But Darby was one.
Yeah.
I just didn't get yet. And same thing for Morris. But our roster is starting to come together because the talents, a lot of the talents, are really working hard to up their game. And that don't mean taking an extra flip or an extra revolution on a dipsy doodle, you know what I mean?
Right.
There's an overall psychology and work rate. I still believe in that old philosophy, man. These guys are, it's the equivalent of a stand-up comedian. You don't tell joke two until the last or joke one has subsided. Take your time. Allow your audience that you're trying to impress, allow them to process what you've just done.
Yeah.
They could be, holy shit, this is awesome. Cheer, ooh, ah, whatever. But let them feel it and then express themselves on how they feel. The guys are just so impatient.
I think the work rates improve. You just can't discount working conditions. And because Tony is such a good guy, and he loves what he's doing, he loves the business, and he's not down your throat, and of course, now that we work every other week, it's a good atmosphere to work in, and I think that always breeds more production. I really think that's part of it. I think we get more and we get better, but I think we get the best these kids have to offer.
Right.
I agree. And the guys, like when Warhorse came in and Starks came in and Kingston came in, those kids came in knowing that they had a chance to be part of something pretty cool. And they busted their ass, man.
Yeah.
Even Warhorse, who I heard, I'd never seen him. I'd seen some of his promos online. And I know he was a big deal for, you know, the fans that follow indie wrestling. I heard he maybe wasn't that great of a worker, and I thought he had a fight. I thought he had a good match.
Yeah, he did all right.
Yeah.
Eddie Kingston, I thought, was really good.
Yeah.
And
Starks.
Starks.
He was tremendous.
Did a nice job.
Yeah, I thought that was a good hire.
Starks has those heat-seeking eyebrows. They're waxed.
Heat-seeking eyebrows.
Yeah, heat-seeking eyebrows. Because a real man's man would never wax his eyebrows.
I'm gonna go get my hair cut. She said, can I trim those eyebrows? I said, give me heat-seeking eyebrows, please.
He waxes those babies. Clean.
Oh, God.
Ricky. Can you imagine a real life scenario if Taz was really coaching up those guys? How miserable they would be. Brother! Trying to help you here! You were talking about that Elmer's Blue.
Yeah.
Elma.
You said,
who the fuck is Elma? ELMA? Elma?
Must have used Gorilla Group. Yeah. And you said, I use Elma.
Elma. Oh, so I got an accent you don't. Yeah, it's all about you, baby. It's all about you.
Oh, he's too easy, man.
He is easy to
move. Yeah. I love it. This kills me, man.
I said on some radio, I think we had busted open, that, you know, we were shooting Taz and Cage wrong. Cage has got to be in front of Taz.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a guy that's that sculptured and that massively muscled,
right,
and put him behind his manager.
Yeah.
Who has a large frame. But don't test that. I didn't bullshit.
Sure.
Well, that's what Tony Khan wants. I said, are you sure that's what Tony wants? What did he say? He liked it. That still don't make it right.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. The big athlete with the big guns and the big traps and everything.
No. You think the AJ Dillon ever stood in front of Lex Luger?
Yeah, right. No.
As an example. So Taz does that promo the night about, I know he was jabbing me on that promo where he said something along the lines, you know, hey, come get up here in front of me. Something going on, I knew what he was doing. And then Bubba Dudley on Busted Open made a point of that about several weeks before that, actually. Mm-hmm. So I said, asked Taz, who are you nailing that line at? And he said, well, there's several guys, and you know, I said, me? He said, well, yeah. I said, I don't care. I said, well, what I said was the truth.
Yeah.
And I believed it. I said, but Bubba's going to take credit for you reaching out, you saying that.
A doctor that supports Donald Trump has found positive results with a drug that they seriously don't want to be successful for some reason or another, and I believe it goes way.
The radio came on by itself.
This fake car's haunted.
The fuck?
If we don't make it, unload these cameras and find out, do a forensic study.
It was. It came on by itself.
It did. I didn't touch nothing.
Me neither.
Again.
Well, next time, Jim, I'm going to rent something nicer. Ha 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 ha!